This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. It's Friday, man. Friday, 9 o'clock. We're feeling good. And we'll dig more into Nick Caley and D'Amico Ryans from yesterday. Astros as we unfold the 9 o'clock hour here. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. So last week, Seth, it's probably like more than a week now, but we had Ross Tucker on for his weekly visit. And in the midst of some excellent football analysis, he revealed something that he did that is just, I mean, it's really, if everybody were to do this, it would torpedo the economy if we think about it, right?
It really would. And it felt almost mean-spirited.
Yeah.
This take that he had, it was, and more than anything, It stands in stark contrast to anything I would have expected out of Ross Tucker.
Same.
Who is generally like a very good-natured, bubbly, outward-focused human being. He cares about other people.
But as it turns out, he does not like to wait in line at restaurants.
Right.
That's his
Achilles.
Well,
I mean, nobody does, but you're going to... This take is just... he wants to take the power to keep restaurant lines short in his own hands.
Yep. So here was Ross about a week or two ago.
You know, there's a restaurant at the Jersey Shore that I absolutely love. And we told a couple people about it. And now it seems like word has spread and it's harder to get reservations. So my new thing is, like, if I really like a restaurant, I'm not telling anybody. And in fact, someone asked me about it, I'd be like, that place is terrible. You don't want to go there. Because I want to get reservations.
All right, underrated, you pointing out his ego and him just continuing to talk right over you.
It's as if, like, he was the only person that was telling anybody that this really good restaurant was really good.
I love him so much.
They were struggling until I put the word out on the street that this was a place to be.
Yep.
I think that might be part of what made it so incredibly bad as a take.
Yes.
That not only does he believe that you should actually actively sabotage that restaurant that you like to keep the line short, and that you yourself have the power in your hands to be the one person that puts a restaurant over.
Okay, so he holds the bad take belt right now, Ross Tucker, right?
Especially because he said you should actually tell people that it's bad.
Yes. So
it's one thing if you just keep your mouth shut.
Yep.
I feel like every I've known, if you spend any amount of time living in Houston, you know that there are really good restaurants that just, for whatever reason, don't make it.
Yep.
It's really hard to make it in this town.
Yep.
But there's some incredible, incredible places that just don't make it. It's hard to make it as a restaurant.
All right, so let's play a few of these from the last week or so. Okay, these are all takes that were uttered on radio or television in the last few weeks, or in the last 7 days. Here was
can they take the crown?
Can they take the crown, right. They pin Ross Tucker 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring? Here was DeAndre Hopkins after the game being asked, what was your big takeaway from the Super Bowl? And here's what he had to say.
Loss is a loss. You know, it says W or L at the end of the day. Those guys beat us. So, you know, man, tough loss. You know, it's my first year being with the Chiefs, and, you know, I saw a lot of things in the media about the refs, but obviously what y'all going to say now about the refs and us when there was a lot of touchy calls? Are y'all going to report that? Are y'all going to talk about the refs now?
Chow Bella. Yeah, there we go. That's the only thing that saved okay. that take was Chow Bella.
There's two things that salvage it. One, the Chow Bella. Two, the fact that, like, he's upset. He just lost his chance to win a Super Bowl.
A horrible
all of that.
Take.
It is. Yeah, if all you do is look at it out of context and look at the transcript of it, it's a horrible, horrible take. But I can't crush him for it because I think he's just upset.
Okay.
It's probably something that if it was a game in which they had lost and it was close, and they had had a bunch of calls go against him, then it would have made sense. It feels like something that he wanted to say as he was getting annoyed by it over these last few weeks, especially perhaps. That so it's a bad take, but it's not nearly close to Ross Tucker's consciously sabotaging restaurants that are doing good work.
Local business, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's continue with the Super Bowl. Angelo Cataldi, former legendary morning host on our sister station, WIP, was on a podcast and was asked about... Did you have
to be clear, WIP is Philadelphia.
Philadelphia,
so he's a Philadelphia, a guy who's been with Andy Reid, or watched and covered Andy Reid for a long time.
Yeah, so that's where we're going with this. Andy Reid, he was talking about Andy Reid on this podcast, who, as Seth mentioned, Cataldi had a decade and a half of covering Andy Reid. Andy Reid, overrated.
Let me let your audience in on a little secret, all right? Because most of the country will argue this to the death. Andy Reid is way overrated as a coach, all right? Andy Reid was in Philadelphia 14 years. He won zero championships. Doug Peterson was here 5. He won one. Nick Sirianni's been here 4. He won one. The only reason Andy Reid was winning big games in KC was because he had this mastermind, Mahomes, making up plays on the run and doing brilliant stuff. The only reason Mahomes didn't do that yesterday is he had no time to do it. And Andy Reid could not figure out a way to give him time to do it. And the truth is, Mahomes is a stud. Mahomes is a great player despite yesterday. Zach, no argument. Reid, the all-time fraud of American sports.
Of American sports. Of American sports. Andy Reid. All right.
Hold on a second.
I can't get mad at Cataldi, man.
I'm counting up how many seasons Andy Reid has. He's got 23 total seasons coaching in the NFL.
Yeah.
Guess how many losing seasons he's had?
Oh, very few.
I mean, 23 seasons.
His last season in Philly, and I would guess none in Kansas City so far. Three total,
and one of those was his first season in Philly, you know, when he's taking over a team that had to hire a new head coach.
Yeah.
If you take out that first, so he's had two losing seasons in his entire tenure, a quarter century
him.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
Went to four. Everything that he said about, he's got Pat Mahomes. For one, these last couple years, it's been as much about the defense as it has been about the offense.
Yep.
But two, he went to 4 AFC championship games with Donovan McNabb. Like, you gotta look at both sides of this thing.
Okay.
To call him, look, you could put him lower in the pantheon of great coaches. Maybe you make arguments for Belichick here or Walsh there or whatever. But to act like he's overrated, that is an insanely bad take.
Okay.
That is an insanely bad take.
And yet, if Cataldi's got Ross Tucker pinned in the middle of the ring, he's got the leg hooked. One, two. Does Ross kick out? Is it worse? Is it better or worse?
It's worse.
It's worse.
It's worse than Ross.
Cataldi's the new champ.
Because Ross is, listen, Ross, the biggest, there's a, like, are we talking about the morality of it or the accuracy of it? Ross's take, at least, except for the part where he's like single-handedly taking responsibility
the
for the word of mouth, but it at least makes logical sense.
Yeah.
That all right, he's encouraging other people, like, hey, let's all get together, and if we don't like this, if we really love this restaurant, let's not tell anybody about it. That's bad, and it's ultimately self-defeating.
Okay,
and yet the logic of it at least makes sense.
Okay,
the logic of acting like hey, anybody could win multiple Super Bowls, and it took him way too long to do it. That's the part. Well, despite having a lot of success in regular seasons and going to NFC championship games, Cataldi's is the worst.
Cataldi is the new champ. All right, like this. We're treating this like a championship belt.
He didn't just say he's overrated. He said he's one of the all-time overrated
all-time
coaches.
Frauds in American sports.
He said fraud?
Fraud?
I didn't know if I imagined that or not.
No. Ben, can you play like the last 5 seconds of what old Cataldi's said right there?
Of American fraud of American sports.
All right, so I love this format. So Cataldi is the new champ. We're going to need wrestling sound effects and everything because we're going to do this every week. Take a mania. Cataldi, okay, so now, Seth, I've got a few more of these in the holster. Is Cataldi going to be a champ that reigns over the sport for a long, long time? Let's find out. Here was Dak Prescott this past week saying the Cowboys are close.
I mean, I feel like we compete with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we played them. I don't want to say check the record when they're the guys holding the trophy right now. So credit to them. They've earned it and they deserved it by all means. But, very close, especially even watch the NFC game, the NFC championship. And those two teams that we battle against each and every year a couple of times. And as I said, feel confident about we've gotten the better part each and every time. To see them, to see it in such a dominating fashion, credit to them. It's our turn and it's on us.
Not a great take. It wouldn't have gotten as much attention as it would have gotten if it were a good take. It got attention because it was a bad take, and yet I don't think that's worse than Cataldi. Right?
It was a really bad take, but it was also a guy sticking up for his own team and trying to talk about the part about check the record is. The big fault with that is that, okay, this year the Eagles really took the Cowboys to the woodshed. Dak didn't play in either of those games, if I recall properly.
Oh, okay.
They were
okay
in the back half of the season. They load
Cooper
up the
Rush
divisional games. Yeah. So, which is selfish by a quarterback. He's like, hey, they didn't beat me this year.
Yeah.
But much like with DeAndre Hopkins, I get where it was coming from. I'm cool with it.
Well, and I think the question too, I think he was referring to both the Eagles and the Commanders because they played each other in the NFC title game.
Yeah.
Let's point out the Commanders were picking second in the draft a year ago. Like, I do think there's an element to the NFL where every team feels like they're close. You say it every year, Seth. The great thing about training camp is that there's 32 teams that many of whom are deluding themselves into thinking they can get to the Super Bowl that year.
Right.
It's the way the NFL works, right?
Every year except for the expansion year, I thought we were going to be right there with it.
Yeah.
Every year, I was like, this is the year for us.
Right, right.
Damn it.
And if we had just practiced somewhere where we didn't get black lung, then we might have been in there too, yeah.
Expansion year, I was terrified. I thought we were going to get destroyed every single game. We couldn't get a snap off in practice the week before the Cowboys game.
Oh,
I thought I was dreading it. I had a full-bore mental breakdown 2 days before that game. Randy was worried about me.
Oh, really?
And I was just checking. Yeah, Dak didn't play against the Commanders this year either.
Okay.
So at the very least, when he's drawing on his personal experience versus those teams, I guess that it makes a little bit more sense.
That it would be the previous year. Yeah, he's had a good record against those teams for sure. All right, how about this one? So right now the champion in Take-A-Mania is Angelo Cataldi. Formerly of WIP, with his Andy Reid is the biggest fraud in American sports.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here is Stephen A. Smith with Brian Windhorst on ESPN saying that the Lakers, after the Doncic trade, in need of a center, should sign Dwight Howard.
I haven't seen him in a couple of years. I don't know how he's looking, Wendy, but I'm finding it hard to believe, like, you know, all you need is somebody to defend and rebound. Why not look at a Dwight Howard?
Sure.
Why not look at somebody off the scrap heap? He's always in shape. He never looks out of shape at all. Don't get me wrong. I understand, Wendy. I know we ain't seen him in a while. But Shannon brought up names like JaVale McGee or other. Just look around. I would say this to you, Wendy. Look around the league. Who's available? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Wendy,
what are we talking about here, Wendy?
Why are you so disgruntled when he's saying that?
Playing in Mongolia. Why don't you call him?
Who?
I mean... DeMarcus Cousins is playing in Mongolia. Why don't you call him?
I'll tell you why.
He's literally playing in Mongolia. Dwight Howard's going into the Hall of Fame because he's retired for so long.
His last time he played was
in Taiwan. Are you being serious?
I'm being serious only from this standpoint. You don't need anything from him. You just need a big body who can rebound, okay? And
kind
of do something to play defense. You don't need I'm not telling you that the man is going to be what he once was.
Right, so the badness is out there already on this one.
So Dwight Howard hasn't played, and this is the third season in which he will not have played the NBA.
His last season he was a bench warmer for, wait for it, the Los Angeles Lakers.
He did shoot 53.3% from the 3-point line that year, though. So there's that.
he could be a
3 and D type of guy.
What was Dwight doing shooting
3 and D?
You're right. He shot 533 from 3-point range. The crazy thing about that is there's no small number of threes that get you to like 53. You know, if it was like
67%
or 750 or 800,
75%, something like that.
Yeah. Shot like 25 of them. Yeah.
Okay. So I the sum total of it all, I could see where he was going with that.
Yeah.
He is 39 years old, but he's always in shape.
Yeah.
And the biggest issue I have that is that it's almost treating basketball like it's football or something, where you play defense on one side and then offense on the other.
Yeah.
That it's not like Dwight's going to come in and give you heavy minutes and solve your defensive issues with the 16.2 minutes that he was playing 3 years ago. So, and it would probably be less than that. But if he's just spitballing and thinking about stuff, I don't think that's nearly as bad as a lot of the other ones.
No, I don't think so. It's a bad thing.
He didn't go into that segment specifically thinking, like, you know what, I'm going to make the argument for Dwight Howard.
Right. Cataldi sat up all night thinking about, he was counting
Cataldi's
down the minutes.
Cataldi's been thinking about this for like 8 years.
Yes, yeah.
Since the first Chiefs championship, I think he's been thinking this.
I'm with you on that one. All right. Hey, last one. This is Carl Ravitch. We played Archie Miller, the coach of Rhode Island, a week or two ago, citing a stat that the SEC is overrated because they're 51-51 in their last 51 games as a conference. When in fact,
playing against like within the conference, mathematically,
yeah,
you're going to end up with a 500 record.
No
overall.
Way to be any. There's
the
a
way
winner,
math works.
There's a winner and a loser. Carl Ravitch, who was doing play by play on an SEC game. I forget which two teams. It was Texas and somebody playing in this game. He got on this thing also.
So think about it. We know how dominant they were in the non-conference season, the SEC. They were 185-23. Since January 4 into Tuesday, the SEC teams are 82-82. It's not as if one team or two teams or three. They're 82-82. Like, there's been no ability to pull away. There's no dominant group of teams.
Yeah, I mean, they've
played an exclusively SEC schedule since then.
Yes.
It's
you can't be anything but 82-82.
You know, when I first saw the headline of this, I thought that, okay, maybe this is going to become like the, you know, when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, from Animal House, where people, it becomes a running gag. You say it even though you know it's wrong. It was not that. It was him. Somebody had given him that stat.
He tried to play it off. He apparently was on a plane when this video really started to pick up steam on the internet.
Yeah.
So he landed and his phone re-engaged with his 5G, and it was brr, 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 like text.
Yeah.
He tried to play it off on social media like it was just poor delivery of him
joking
about it.
Yeah.
There's no way. If that's the case, it's the poorest delivery of a joke ever.
If that was a joke, that was the equivalent of when somebody is about to give a really bad pun and be like, hey, ha, ha, I've got one for you. Wait a second.
And they give it, and then afterwards they go, no pun intended.
Yeah, and then elbow you real hard in the ribs.
In the ribs, yes.
God, I hate him so
all right,
much.
But really bad.
Not Ravitch.
Really bad, but worse than Cataldi? Or is that just him just... I mean, it's obviously a major oversight.
It's a major oversight, but it's also, I can't stand here and act like I haven't been guilty of this on an average of 1.5 times per show when I look up a stat or somebody gives me a stat and I misinterpret it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a well thought out. It was a mistake. It was a bad mistake. Right. It wasn't even a take as much. It was just a mistake in the moment doing play by play.
We've got a new champion. Ross Tucker's off the hook. The champion, Angelo Cataldi. Here's catchphrase. Thank
Good
you,
for
Ben.
Him.
Yeah. All right. So we'll do
he
this.
He sounds
again.
Like a guy. He sounds like the guy on that science NPR podcast. I can't think of what it is. That made it extra annoying because that guy's kind of lovable and just like happy-go-lucky. But
Cataldi,
this is the opposite
Cataldi's
of that.
Cataldi's neither of those things. I like Cataldi. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Nick Caley, the new OC, was on Texans radio last night with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. Really good interview. He got more specific about something I was hoping he'd talk about more in his press conference. He's a former tight ends coach. What are we thinking about how Nick Caley is going to handle what is one of the rooms that I think Texan fans are most anxious about right now, the tight end room? We'll hear from Nick Caley coming up next.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.